Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, Taurus. It's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, July the 30th, and the whole week ahead. Little Mercury is going to move into Virgo, which is good for you because it means that the next couple of weeks, if not more, you can really look and see how you can use your creative potential. It comes from ideas, it comes from thoughts, and they're the kind of things you should be pursuing now. Also, a connection with a younger person becomes very powerful now and makes you feel young too. Here's your Sunday stars. Moon and Neptune work beautifully together. There's a lot of sympathy and compassion around now. If you, for instance, need to advise or guide someone close to you, this is the time to do it. You may receive a cri de coeur, a cry for help, from a brother or a sister or another family member, or it could even be your next door neighbour. Here's your Monday stars. With Venus, your ruler, connected to Uranus, how good is this for sorting out home and family affairs? I mean, this is also an excellent time for you to either put your house on the market or move or rent somewhere, but it's about changes within your location and for the good. Could mean even moving in with someone who you love or you work with. There's all kinds of reasons why where you're living now could change for the better. And here's your Tuesday stars. Here it is. It's a new moon in Leo. You know, it adds even more luster to what I said yesterday about where you're living and the location you settled in. The next 2 weeks especially is good if you want to move or you even want to change where you're living. So taking your property now and turning it into something different or painting it other colours. It's about bringing comfort and luxury to where you live. Here's your Wednesday stars. Now, yesterday Mars moved into Sagittarius, so it means a new period begins in your sex life. Oh yes, Mars is sexy and passion and desire, and he moves into this part of your chart where he is most at home. So expect a new 2 year period to begin, which can be sexy and passionate and, well, rather enjoyable. Here's your Thursday stars. Still more going on in your fourth house of home and family affairs. Remember what I said earlier this week. You are in the throes of an important time which can dictate where you're living or where you're going to live, or making the appropriate changes to where you are currently based. There's all kinds of things can happen now, and a change is actually the best way to go. And here's your Friday stars. This is lovely. Venus, your ruler, moves into Virgo, and that's your fifth house. Check it out in my book, You Can Change Your Life. Venus in the fifth. It is filled with love. This is wonderful for your affairs of the heart. If you're single, then you can meet somebody who is very, very loving and giving. If you're not single, then it could well mean there is an extra layer of love which is iced on top of your cake of romance.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.
When my mom got sick, she felt powerless. Insurance denied her meds. Her doctors talked over her, and they couldn't agree on anything. She kept getting worse.
And then you found Solace for me. They gave me my own healthcare advocate. My advocate found better doctors, scheduled my appointments, and got my medications approved. She even joined my appointments and made my doctors work together. For the first time, my whole care team was listening to each other and to me.
I was going to pay for it.
But then we learned that Solace advocates are covered by Medicare.
I used to feel helpless, too. Now I know my mom has an advocate.
Solace Advocates are healthcare experts who've spent years helping patients. 96% of patients report better care with an advocate. That means better health outcomes, less stress, and finally feeling heard. Have Medicare? See if you qualify at solacehealth.com. Or call 888-7-SOLACE. 888-7-S-O-L-A-C-E. That's 888-7-SOLACE.
Don't face the healthcare system alone. Find Solace. Visit solacehealth.com today.